It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
USDA is preparing to release their October cattle on feed report. This report will come out on Friday at 2 o'clock and give us an idea of just how many cattle are in our feedlots at the beginning of the month, how many were placed in the preceding month, and how many were marketed in the preceding month. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the average estimates for this report.
2024 has been a year of extremes. Spring started off cool and wet. Fall so far has been hot and dry, which has put most of the region in some stage of drought. Cattlemen, is your operation prepared if the drought situation lingers in 2025? Pasture, rangeland, forage insurance offered by RMA is designed to help take the sting out of a drought situation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag to help design a strategy that helps protect you against potential drought. With access to over 20 years of data, we can tailor a policy that fits your operation.
USDA is preparing to release their October cattle on feed report. This report's going to be released on Friday at 2 o'clock. And cattle market has been seeing the back and forth numbers coming for the cattle on feed report, especially when you look at the placement numbers. A couple months ago, we saw some pretty high placements, but since then, we've seen the placement number kind of fade a little bit. This month, we're still looking at a little bit of fade as far as placements are concerned. And part of the reasoning behind it is could cause this market to see a little bit more pressure. The average estimates for the report have the on-feed number at 100% of a year ago. Placements are expected to come in close to 96% of a year ago, and marketings is expected to be at 102% of a year ago. Now, looking at the breakdown of the numbers, of course, 100% on as far as on-feed means that we're looking at the same amount of cattle on-feed as what we were seeing about a year ago. What we're looking at as far as placements at 96%, we're looking at 4% less going into the feedlots. And last year, we saw some pretty good numbers going into the feedlot at this time frame because of dry pastures and a lot of calves going right into the feedlot. And with a decrease this time, kind of has a hint that possibly we could be seeing some herd expansion or at least retention of heifers to be put into the breeding herd. That means less heifers going into the feedlot and lower feedlot numbers, placements. So we're also looking at a little slowdown as far as the imports out of Canada and Mexico, and that is why we're looking at a on-feed number only at 100%. As far as marketing, at 102% means that we're keeping feedlots current and we're moving the product through, which is somewhat supportive. At this point, we've started to see slaughter weights decrease, which means that, for the most part, feedlots are current and our marketings are up to date. And that is somewhat supportive to the market as well. In all, these numbers look like they could be a little bit friendly unless we start to see a little bit more of that herd expansion number in the reports coming in the future.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.